Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. According to Psalm 63, oh, God, you are our God. Early will we seek you, amen. Our soul thirsts for you. Our flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there's no water. So, hallelujah, we have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your glory, your power, and your glory. Because of your loving kindness is better than life, amen. Our lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. Amen. We will lift up our hands in your name. Our soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and our mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and just thank it right now. Oh, Lord, for the word says this. Hallelujah. Psalm 63, verse 6. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watch because you have been my help. Amen. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, we will rejoice. Amen. Our soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds us. Amen. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. Amen. They shall fall before the sword. Amen. My Lord, my God, they shall be a portion for jackals. Amen. But the king shall rejoice in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. And we come this morning, position ourselves that we may receive from you. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Lord, we thank you for remembering us on today. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you had us in mind and those in our family to keep us up, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your mighty hand that's upon our life. We come this morning humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We cry out to the God Most High, to God who performs all things for us. Amen. He shall send from heaven and save us and those in our family. He reproaches the one who, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, who would swallow us up. Amen. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Amen. We decree in the crowd, hallelujah, deliverance on this line this morning. We decree in the crowd that we are saved and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Give ear to our prayer, oh God, and do not hide yourself from our supplication. Attend to us and hear us. Hallelujah, we are restless and hallelujah in our complaint and moan noisily because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they bring down, hallelujah, trouble upon us, oh God, in our family, in wrath they hate, oh God. But Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you are our salvation. You are our strength. You are our way. You are our truth, and you are our life. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, as we come this day, oh God, we come, oh God, to receive. We come surrendering all over you, withholding nothing, oh God. Hallelujah. We come, oh God, that our minds may be renewed, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by your word, oh God. Oh, Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you right now in this place. Have your way. Saturate the atmosphere right now. Make it conducive, hallelujah, that you can do your work. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad. Amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the life down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that there be any wicked way in us. Let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. According to Psalm 51, have mercy upon us, O God. According to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, bring out our transgression. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity and cleanse us, O God, from our sin. For we acknowledge our transgression, and our sin is always before us. Against you, and you only have we sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge us. Behold, we was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin our mother conceived us. Behold, you desire the truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts you have made us know, to know wisdom. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, purge us and hiss us, and we we shall be cleansed. Wash us and we shall be whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Make us, oh God, to hear joy and gladness. Amen. That the bones you have broken may rejoice and hide your face from our sins, oh Lord. And blot out all our iniquities. Creating us a clean heart, oh God. And renew a steadfast spirit within us. Do not cast us away from your presence. And do not keep your Holy Spirit from us. Amen. Restore us to the joy of our salvation. And uphold us by your generous spirit. Then we will teach transgressors your ways. And sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver us, oh God, from the gift of the bloodshed, oh God. The God of our salvation. And our tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. Oh Lord, open up our mouths. Right now, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Open up our lips and our mouths shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice. Or else we would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God or a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. These you, oh God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness. With burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. Lord, we come surrendered all over, God. We come in the name of Jesus Christ. Making our life a living sacrifice. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us on today. We come, oh God, crying out this morning. Not just for ourselves, those of our family, those that we love and concerned about us, that you will call them nigh unto you this day, that they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Lord, the words that they can't come unless you draw them in. Amen. Oh, Lord, we pray that there be a drawing in today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now, that we may receive a great pouring in this morning. Have your way, oh God. Fill us up overflow with our Chicago glory. Oh, Lord, every temple, amen, that's on this line today, fill us up overflowing us with as much Chicago glory as possible. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Oh, Lord, save us, oh God. For the hallelujah, for the waters have come upon our neck. Oh, Lord, save us, oh God. And those in our family, oh God, we decree and declare that though the enemy come in like a flood, that your spirit will lift up a standard, oh God. It is you that it keeps us, oh God. It is you that has given your angels charge over us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let thy will be done. We bind our will with your will, Heavenly Father. In our minds to the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. Lord, we come trusting you, oh God. Oh Lord, give it all over to you right now, God. Help us, oh God, to surrender all, know that all things are in your hand. You are the creator of all, in all, for all, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you are for us, oh God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still could thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We'll forever thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We understand and know, God, it's nothing that we've done. It's not by our good works, oh God, but because you love us so much. Your word said that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save us, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Thank you for the finished work on Calvary. Thank you that we can decree and declare by your blood. Amen. Hallelujah, that we are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death, and we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we command right now the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let their works come to nothing, let their works be destroyed, let hallelujah confusion come upon the camp of the enemy right now, let them devour themselves and tear each other into pieces, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree in Psalm 49 and 14, we have dominion over the devil in the morning, amen. Lord, make the hours of the morning to rejoice. We receive the love and kindness every morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Hallelujah, let your light break forth in our life as the morning, amen. Let your judgment come upon the enemy morning by morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you're going forth and prepared as the morning, and we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain upon the earth right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm letting, Lord, you lift us every morning. We thank you. Lord, you're waking us morning by morning. You're waking our ears to hear it, the morning. Amen. We decree in the prayer according to Psalm 91 and 5. We will not be afraid of the error that passes by day or the terror that comes at night. Amen. Lord, show forth your salvation in our life from day to day. We bind the screech out in the name of Jesus Christ of that. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare all is well with us in our house. We decree and declare that you're divinely intervening right now and turn it all around for our good. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Amen. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord because you are our shepherd and we shall not mourn. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you that every need is met. Amen. And we can decree and declare that our cup will never run. Hallelujah. That our well will never run dry. Amen. Our cup running over the blessing of the Lord our God. And we drink from the cup of the blessing of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Through Jesus Christ, let us possess the gate of the enemy. Amen. We establish the gates of praise in our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we release battle rams against the gates of hell. Amen. The gate of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. Let the gates of our life and city be open to the King of glory. Open, hallelujah. Open us up to the gates of righteousness. Amen. That we may enter in right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Psalm 118:19. Oh Lord, strengthen the bars of our gates. Break the gates of bars up and cut and sunder the bars of iron. Open the bars of our hallelujah. Open before us the gates up that we may go in and receive the treasure of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rebuke every enemy in the gates. Amen. That all the gates of our life and city be holy and repaired through the Holy Spirit. That the valley gate may be repaired. Amen. That the gate of the fountain that represents the flow of the Holy Spirit be repaired right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the sheep gate that represents the apostolic be repaired. That the fish gate that represents the valleys be repaired. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the old gate that represents the move of the past be repaired. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the dung gate that represents deliverance be repaired, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the water gate that represents preaching and teaching be repaired. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the east gate that represents the glory, hallelujah, be repaired right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the water flow through the other gate into our lives, past our ankles, past our loins, past our neck. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we declare in the crowd, Isaiah 16:11, that our gates will be open, continuing to receive blessings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command the north gate, the south gate, the east gate, and the west gate to open in our city to the King of glory. Amen. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke all enemies that will stand at the gates and try to stop salvation from entering in. We pray for the apostolic gatekeepers of our city to arise and take their place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the gates of our life and city be shut to uncleanness, witchcraft, drugs, perversion, and wickedness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for the gateway cities in our nation to become gateways of righteousness and not iniquity. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, raise up Bethel churches that will be the gate of heaven. Amen. Lord, raise up apostolic gate churches that will usher your presence in. Amen. And revelation into our region. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Father God. Let any idol in our life or nation be destroyed and burned with your fire. Lord, cut down all the idols in the land. Let the familiar spirits, wizards, and idols be taken out of the land. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let the idols be compounded and the images be broken in pieces and destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let men throw away their idols and turn to you, O Lord. I renounce right now all idolatry in our bloodline and break all curses of idolatry in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, put the names of the idols out the land right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will keep ourselves from idols. Abolish the idols in America and the nations right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, expose all idols as lying vanities. Amen. We will not fall commandments. We will not serve the God of mammon. Amen. Let Lebanon, let Babylon, amen, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, fall in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, cleanse the pollution of idols from the land. Sprinkle clean water upon us, oh God, and cleanse us, oh God, from all filthiness. And cleanse us from all idols and those in our family, all that we love and concerned about right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us not go astray after any idol. Let all false gods and idols, including humans, be removed from our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We put no other God before you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. We praise your holy name. For you, God Almighty. mighty God. You are Yahweh. Lord, we just want to say thank you. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah Sabaoth. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Sikadua. Jehovah Mekadiska. El Naya. El Hama. Rekaba Boshata. El Rohaya. El Kaboa. Rekamare Boshanakehe. God, we just want to say thank you. Emmanuel Sadamoshe. Come on, let's give God some praise. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We rebuke and cast out any spirit that would attempt to oppress us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you went about doing good and healing all those who oppress of the devil. We decree the craft deliverance right now from those that have been sent to oppress us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We ask that you execute judgment against our oppressors. My Lord, my God. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for life. We thank you that you are our strength. We thank you that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace that we may receive mercy. We thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, oh, Lord. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you will release your warring angels right now to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. And we thank you, Lord God, that with all faith as we come on today, oh, God, hallelujah. In expectations, we thank you that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So we thank you for answered prayers this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove all false burdens placed on us by people, leaders, or churches right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove every heavy burden, amen, placed on our life by the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, let your anointing break the enemy's burden from off our neck and let every yoke be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, remove our shoulder from every burden, oh Lord. We cast our cares upon you, Lord God, for your word says in 1 Peter that you care, oh God. We cast our burdens upon the Lord and he sustains us, amen. Lord, break the yoke of the enemy's burden and break the staff and the rod of the oppressor as in the day of Midian, amen. Let every yoke of poverty be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every yoke of sickness be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every yoke of bondage be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every unequal yoke be broken and destroyed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we destroy every yoke and burden of religion and legalism on our life by religious leaders right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every burden from stone be released from our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we take upon our life the yoke and burden of Jesus Christ according to Matthew 11 and 30. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you that we can decree a thing and it shall be accomplished. So right now, God, we pray right now. We decree and declare good health, wholeness, and newness of life for us and those in our family of God. According to Psalm 97:5, let every tumor or evil growth melt at the presence of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let any infection in our body be purged by the fire of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and I release us right now from our allergies and sinus problems. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray right now for our arteries and blood vessels to be open and our circulatory system to function properly. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. I rebuke all fevers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree in the past, Job 33:25, that our flesh shall be fresher than a child, and we will return to the days of our youth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for our immune system to be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, renew our youth like the eagles and those in our family of levels, oh God. We decree in the past, according to Psalm 118:17, we will live and not die, and we will proclaim the name of the Lord our God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we thank you for the God that our beauty shall be as the olive tree. Lord, you heal all of our diseases and we thank you. Lord, you are the health of the holy of our confidence. Heal, oh Lord, and we shall be healed. Let your virtue touch our life and those in our family and heal us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I release the Father God to burn out any sickness or disease that would operate in our bodies right now. For those in our family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that I decree in the past Psalm 91:10, no sickness or plague will come near our dwelling. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree in the past 3 John and 2, we will and walk in health, even as our soul prospers. We receive the word of God, which is health to our flesh. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for those in our family as well. Lord, bless the bread and water. Let it take sickness away from us and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. I cast out any spirit of infirmity that came into our life through trauma or accident. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. I cast out any spirit of infirmity that came into our life through witchcraft. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, give us a sound heart, which is the life of our flesh. Amen. Remove from our heart any evil or sinful attitude. Lord, remove any doors from our liver. Amen. Heal and deliver us and those in our family from all pains. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke any sickness that would come to eat up our flesh, including cancer. And for those in our family right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare with all faith. Let no evil disease, the things of the lamb, will not cling to our bodies. I break all curses of sickness and disease, known and unknown to men, and I command all hereditary spirits of sickness to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I break all curses of premature death and destruction right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let your hand of protection be around our children and those that we love and concerned about. I decree and declare Isaiah 53 and 5 that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we rejoice in knowing that it is done. Amen. Hallelujah, for all things are in your hand. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Have your way, Holy Spirit, right now. Do a new thing in us right now. Hallelujah. Do a quick work in your children, oh Lord. We need you right now. We call upon your help on today. And we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way, oh Lord. Lord, we pray for open doors, oh God. Doors of blessings. Doors of good relationships. Amen. Good opportunity, oh God. Doors of love and happiness. Amen. Doors of financial increase. Doors of abundance of your goodness, oh God. And let every door that the enemy has operated to hell and operate through in our life, let it be shut and sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the enemy will not be able to come through or operate through those doors or avenues again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare our path. And we press toward the hallelujah, the highest calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. We press toward the mark house in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we ask that we reach over at this point, Lord, that you will open up the hallelujah channels of our spirit, oh God. Let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word this morning, that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Father God, we ask you to allow the scripture to take root this morning, oh God, and be engraved on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for forgiving us, oh God. Thank you that forgiveness has been released, oh God. Thank you for helping us to forgive, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name this morning, Father God, as we enter in, oh God. Help us with our unbelief, oh God, and increase our faith that we may receive the miracle that's already working on the inside, that we may continue to walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that you've already prepared it for us. Oh, Lord, help us in order ourselves, Holy God, for your word says that a good man's steps are ordered by you. And we just want to say thank you as we cry out this morning, oh God, for we are your righteousness. Christ Jesus made us righteous. Through his shed blood, we thank you that you'll answer our prayers. We thank you again for answered prayers. Lord, I lift up your daughter this day. I lift up your daughter, hallelujah, Shavante, this morning. I lift up your daughter, Sean, this morning, oh God. I lift up your daughter, Takara, this day, oh God. I lift up your daughter, Twan, this day, oh God. I lift up our husbands, oh God, our children, oh God, our mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters, all that we love and concerned about. I lift up our mother, Carol, this day, Lord. Hallelujah. My cousin, Angela, Minister Lauren Green, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Randy Stewart, oh God, and her family. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. I thank you, oh God, for your beautiful children, oh God. Lord, I pray, oh God, whatever it is that they're praying for, God, in secret time, oh God, even as they come this morning, Lord, that you will, hallelujah, divinely intervene and turn it all around for their good, that you will answer their prayers according to your will, oh God. Oh Lord, that you will make a way where it seems to be no way, oh God. And Lord, I just want to say thank you that you're shutting every door that the enemy has been operating through, oh God, robbing them, oh God. Hallelujah, killing, oh God, destroying, oh God. Let it be closed and sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, open up our eyes to see, oh God. Remove every spiritual blindness Every spiritual numbness, every spiritual sleep, oh God, every spiritual deafness, oh God, let it be removed right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, anoint our eyes and our ears, oh God, anoint our mouths, oh God, that we will, hallelujah, that we will prophesy in truth, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that we will speak your word with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, knowing it's you, oh God, that speaks for us, amen. It is you, oh God, that answers for us, and we just want to say thank you. I decree and declare all is well with us, and I thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We put on us right now the forearm of God, and we decree and declare the forearm of God covers us. We put on the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. We put it on right now, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth. Hallelujah. And we turn our feet with the gospel of peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. And you have given us and provided us your armor. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell. Hallelujah. And we destroy it right now. And we decree and receive the victory right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I ask the Lord that your blessings are not going and coming on today. And those of us, those in our family, oh God, as well, and all that we love and concerned about, and your children around the world. Father God, we pray for traveling grace and mercy, Lord, that you would let us receive traveling grace and mercy. Right now, those that are traveling, even right now, as we're on this line, traveling to work, oh God, taking their children to school, Lord, or we'll be traveling today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over our homes, over their homes, and all that's in our homes. Every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in and round about every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread, over our children's school, their workplaces, amen, our husbands, amen, their workplaces, every family member and loved one, their workplaces, everywhere, even where our head may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that riseth against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, I pray that you surprise us with your goodness on today. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to be effective in your kingdom. So Lord, I pray right now that we operate with kingdom emotions, amen, hallelujah, and we continue to know who we are, amen, hallelujah. Let the fruit of your spirit, oh God, take root in us all, oh God, not lacking one, that we will operate with the fruit of the spirit. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. I pray for long life, for all that's on the line in our family, long life, hold it. Goodness of life. We thank you for your presence that's in our life from day to day. And we decree and declare that it is so, and we receive it with all faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. Amen. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now, knowing that it is done, amen. It is finished, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you can receive the peace that Jesus gives, amen. You can walk, amen, in the joy of the Lord, amen. Knowing that, hallelujah, the joy of the Lord is your strength, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and shout with me this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. Welcome this morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glory to God. Welcome, you beautiful women of God, this morning. We're just thanking God for the more, you know. Hallelujah. God continues to give us new mercy and new grace every day. We're not riding on that same mercy and grace from yesterday or last year, but new mercies and new grace. We just thank God for the more.
Hallelujah. Good morning. This morning, we're on day 24, you all. This weekend will actually be our last weekend on the call. Amen. So I encourage you, if you can, to be on the line as we're going to be wrapping up here soon. Will be our last weekend on the line. We'll be wrapping up next week on Tuesday. And I'm just expecting God, even for the more, as we wrap up, as we come to the end of these 28 days. I am so grateful, and I thank God for all that have joined the line, whether the whole 28 days or half of the 28 days or 10. I'm just grateful one day. So I just thank God for you, because you have made a difference on this prayer line by being in attendance and touching and agreeing. So I thank God for you, and I pray that God will just work, do a new work in you, amen, do a new work for you, amen, that he will open those doors, that breakthrough will come, hallelujah, in those places that you've been praying and asking God for breakthrough in. So God bless you. God keep you. Keep the faith. Walk in it. Live in it. Stay there. Don't move from there. Hallelujah. Be a permanent residence in faith, amen. Hallelujah. So let us welcome everyone this morning. Good morning, my sister Shavante. Welcome. How you doing this morning? God bless you.
I'm good this morning. How you doing?
Oh, we thank God all is well. I'm looking good this morning. Amen.
Hey.
Looking good as well.
I always say I'm like this.
Amen. God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. So glad to have you on the line this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Sean, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? God bless you. Sister Sean. I know you may have us on mute.
I'm
not
here,
sure
if
we can't hear
my
you.
My phone. No, I'm here. Good morning. I'm okay.
Amen. We thank God.
Oh, okay.
We thank God for you this morning. We thank God that God has kept you, and that God has continued to work and heal your body. Amen. As God has continued to move those things out the way, uprooting them out of your path, that you clear the path for you. Amen. Making every crooked path straight, and anyone that the enemy has sent to destroy you, we decree and declare the works of the enemy are destroyed. The confusion has come upon the camp of the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We call you blessed. We call you healed. We call you delivered and set free. We call you favored by God. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. And it's all in Jesus Christ's mighty name that we decree and declare that you may receive on today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm just so grateful, y'all. I'm coming, I'm coming. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sister Takara, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? Takara? All righty.
Blessed
be the Lord. Amen. How you doing this morning? Come again. I don't know if it's... I can't hear you, Takara, if you're saying something. Okay, I can't hear anything. Can y'all hear anything?
No, I can't.
She had just said, bless the name of the Lord.
Yeah, I heard about that. She said something else. How you doing this morning, Takara? Can you hear us? All righty. God bless you. God keep you. So glad to have you on the line. I'm not sure if it's something with the phone, but we can't hear you. But we bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great, doing great. I'm getting ready for the day, and I just want to say that I'm thankful that God put my soul in this bodysuit.
Amen,
I wake
amen,
up and I'm
hallelujah.
Like, good morning, gorgeous. Hallelujah. I'm grateful. People tell me all the time, you're so beautiful. I say, I'm grateful that God put my beautiful soul in a beautiful bodysuit. So I'm grateful this morning. I feel great. Thank you, God. God is good.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. You are a beautiful young lady. And you, yeah, that's the reason to be grateful. Another reason to be grateful that you are in that beautiful bodysuit, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. So glad to have you on the line this morning. It's such a blessing to hear your voice and all that's on the line, knowing that God has kept us. Amen. Knowing that God, it is God that keeps us, and we're in good hands. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't that they got a commercial with Allstate? You in good hands with Allstate? Well, we're in good hands with God. Amen. Hallelujah. That never fails. Hallelujah. The Bible says that nothing, no one shall snatch you out of his hands. Amen. So we're in good hands. We're in the hands of our Father. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning, we're going to be coming out the book of John, chapter 6, verse 43 through 51. I want to encourage you, if you're here in Houston, Texas, I'll be preaching at Solid Rock this Sunday. You'll come out and support me as I go and do the work, kingdom work, amen. If you're here in Houston, I'm going to send you the information to join me at 11 a.m. on this Sunday at Solid Rock Full Gospel Church. Amen. With Senior Pastor, Chief Apostle Mark Robinson, Senior. Amen. So if you can join me, I would really appreciate it. Bring your family and come on out. Amen. All right. Again, our scripture this morning is coming from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 43-51. And y'all bear with me this morning because my Bible is, I really need to just let it go, but I just don't want to let it go. So everywhere. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm going to get to y'all. I'm going to get there in a minute. John chapter 6, verse 43 through 51. It is Friday. I don't know about y'all, what kind of job y'all have, but it's Friday. So, I mean, it's the weekend, baby. They used to say back in the day. They used to say, it's the weekend, baby. So I'm excited about just, the work don't stop, but the job stops, okay? The work for me don't stop, but the job, the Monday through Friday, that job stops. So John chapter 6, verse 43 through 51. John chapter 6, verse 43 through 51. When you have it, please say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. That's John chapter 6. Verse 43 through 51.
Oh, Lord.
Amen. I have it. Amen. Hallelujah. John chapter 6, verse 43 through 51.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 6, verse 43 through 51 in the New King James Version, says Jesus therefore answered and said to them, did I read the same? Did we do that one yesterday? No, that was John 1 through 5.
Yes.
Do y'all remember? Did we do that yesterday? I think I gave y'all the wrong one yesterday.
No, we didn't. We did it to 43, I believe.
We did this yesterday.
I think you did it to like 41.
Wait a minute, let's see. No, I think we did this one yesterday. No, we did this one yesterday because it seems familiar. All the scriptures are written down. Maybe I skipped over John 1 through 5. Let me make sure right quick because we have John 1 through 5. It just seemed like we did this one yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, we did this one yesterday.
I had it highlighted.
Yeah. Maybe I skipped the one from, oh, man, I'm telling y'all, I be looking at the wrong thing. Everything is written down. John chapter 1 through 5. That was for yesterday. It must have been. So that means we're going to do John 1 today because John 1 through 5 was for yesterday. But I actually did today's for yesterday. So John chapter 1. Let's go to John chapter 1 through 5. If you were on Thursday, okay, yeah, we didn't do it. I had the wrong, looking at the wrong date, y'all. But I put the right stuff. So it's actually going to be John chapter 1 through 5.
Okay. Glory to God.
Amen.
Well,
that was actually our scripture for yesterday, but I guess that one was supposed to go, so it went forward.
Mm-hmm.
John chapter 1, verse 1 through 5.
Amen.
Just let me know when you have it. We're still in John. We're just at the beginning. John chapter 1, verse 1 through 5.
I have it.
Amen. You have beautiful women. Y'all have it. Women of God, y'all have it. Chapter 1 through 5.
Yeah, amen. I have it.
Okay. Twain, you got it?
Yes, I got it.
All right. The Bible says in John chapter 1:1-5, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 5 says, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord, we thank you. I just, you know what, I just want to, when I, you know, it's just amazing. It's when I, whenever I hear the scripture, whenever I say the scripture, it just does something to me spiritually on the inside, amen. And I just want to, when God created, he made something from nothing, amen, because we are created beings. We have no basis for pride. Remember that you exist only just because God made you, and you have special gifts only because God gave them to you. See, with God, you are something valuable and unique. Apart from God, you are nothing. And if you try to live without him, you will be abandoning the purpose for which you were made. I have a question. Do you ever feel that your life is too complex for God to understand? I want us to remember that God created the entire universe, and nothing is too difficult for him. God created you. He created me. Everything God created. He is alive today, and his love is bigger than any problem you may face. When we look at verses 4 and 5, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And verse 5 says, and the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. See, the darkness did not comprehend it means the darkness of evil never has and never will overcome or extinguish God's light. See, Jesus Christ is the creator of life. Amen. And his life brings light to mankind. We are mankind, man and woman. See, in his light, we see ourselves as we really are, sinners in need of a Savior. When we follow Jesus, the true light, we can avoid walking blindly and falling into sin. See, he lights the path ahead of us, amen, so we can see how to live. He removes the darkness of sin from our lives, amen. The question is, have you allowed the light of Christ to shine into your life? Let Christ guide your life, and you'll never need, hallelujah, yes, my Lord, my God, you'll never, and I say never, need to stumble in darkness. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the doer. I mean, may God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Be that light. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. All at this time, we'll have our prayer petition. And we're going to start with our sister, Shabante Shepherd. God bless you. Go ahead.
You know, I'm just grateful this morning, like every morning seems like, yeah, you know, just God's will.
Amen,
and
amen.
Just,
amen.
You know, I'm just expecting, I'm expecting, I'm not worrying.
Amen, hallelujah. And that's what God wants to be. That's peace right there. When you trust God, you receive the peace of God. We say, Lord, I'm going to trust you no matter what it look like, feel like. I don't know, Lord, but you know, and I'm just going to receive your peace and trust it. I'm going to trust the process. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as we come touch and agree with your daughter this day.
Father God, we ask that you move mighty, oh God, in her life, oh God. Let thy will be done, oh God, as she surrender her will over for your will, oh God. Oh, Lord, we know that your will, oh God, hallelujah, is to bless her, oh God, to give her a hope in the future and expect it in. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you as she positions herself, oh God. Lord, I pray for divine positioning for her life, that she may receive every miracle, every blessing, amen, that you have for her, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this day, this week, this month, this year, oh God, that it will not end until you bless, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you've all, hallelujah, we decree and declare that you have opened up the way, amen, we've seen there be no way, amen. Oh, Lord, help her to move her feet, oh God, hallelujah, because her steps have been ordered by you, amen, that she will truly know, oh God, it's you that are ordering her steps, amen. Oh, Lord, it's you that is speaking, oh God, that she will not answer to a stranger, amen, but only to your voice, amen. Oh, Lord, I pray for the spirit of discernment to know, oh God, it's you that is speaking, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that she will pick up that authority and power that you've given, oh God, to shut the enemy up, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory over your life. We call you blessed, amen. We call you hashataba bosheta. Oh, God, we thank you. We call you favored by the Lord, our God. We call you God's anointed, amen. Oh, Lord, let her receive fresh oil upon her head right now, and let her garments remain right, oh God. Oh, Lord, let all see, oh God, your glory upon our life, amen, that they will know and perceive her to be a woman of God, a woman of faith, amen. And we just want to say thank you, hallelujah, that all in our house would see and know that she belongs to you and that she's been set by you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she will accomplish every assignment that you put in her hand, oh God, that you be in her strength, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let your hand be upon her family, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you would guide and lead them, oh God, that they would truly be blessed, that you would guide and lead them out of home's way, amen, like you led the children of Israel, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they may enter into the promised land, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare and declare your goodness over her family, oh God. We declare and declare, oh God, your abundant grace of our family, sufficient grace. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for new mercy, new grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare peace upon the life of our children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that your heads of protection, oh Lord, is what protects them and keeps them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray right now that you will head your husband in, oh God, that you will call him unto you this day, oh God. Higher. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that the enemy has attached to him, anything right now in his heart, oh God, that's not of you, oh Lord, let it be uprooted and taken out right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let joy overtake him, oh God, he caught my bush up, as he tried to run away, oh God, run him down, Holy Spirit, take him over in the name of Jesus Christ, hold him, amen, and we just want to say thank you, that we declare the cry with all faith, that it's working out for his good, even right now, he may not understand, but Lord, help him to trust you in the process, and decree the crown of his life, that he's coming out in a wealthy place, amen, and we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you
for transformation. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name, Father God, and we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, sister. Amen. I pray
thank
you receive that
you.
Prayer.
I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister,
hallelujah.
God bless you. Go ahead. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
I don't know
Sister
what's
Sean,
going on with my phone. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Yes, we can.
Uh-huh. We can hear you now.
I just need to pray to strengthen my walk.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Have you ever had a moment where you just throw your hands up? Have you had the moment where you just throw your hands up?
Yes.
Akoshana de Kori Shiti Baha. Oroko Shata Baha, yes. Amariko Moho. Kamari Shinimaha. Yes, Lord. We thank you if you lift your hands up to God. As you throw your hands up, hallelujah, it's a sign of surrendering. And just let God have his way. Hallelujah. You just come aside, hallelujah, 24 hours from work, from people. 24 hours from work, from people. I don't know what day you can do it on, but you need to do it. 24 hours from work, from people. If you have someone to watch the kids for 24 hours, even if you have to go get a room for 24 hours, 24 hours. God is going to strengthen you in those 24 hours. 24 hours. So, Father God, we thank you as we come up, Lord, with all faith, what you're doing on today, Father God. We ask, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. For divine revelation for the life of your daughter. Father God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Believe and trust your God. We lift her up to you this day, oh God, that you would continue to be her strength, oh God, that you would continue to be her way, her truth, and her life, Father God, in all that she do, oh God, that she will seek you first in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will help right now, Father God, as she position herself, Father God. We pray that you, for your divine position to take place in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in her spirit, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for a quick work in the right now, God, that she can keep on keeping on running a good fight of faith, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, when she feel like giving up, when she feel like, oh God, hallelujah, caving in, oh God, that you are, that your spirit will stand up in her, oh God, and give her the strength to keep on keeping on. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray that you will increase her faith. Hallelujah. As man brought his son, hallelujah, to Jesus. And hallelujah, he asked them, do you believe? He said, Lord, I believe, but help me with my unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That his child would be healed. Hallelujah. And Jesus did just that. He helped them with his unbelief, and his child was healed.
Mm-hmm.
All we got to do is ask him, Lord, we come asking on today. Knowing that we can come, oh God, boldly to the throne room of grace because Jesus Christ made it possible. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that the veil was ripped in two, that we can come to the throne room of grace, receive it in a time of trouble, receive it in a time of mercy. We come on today with our sister. And, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will just help, oh God, strengthen our walk, oh God. We pray right now for spiritual wealth to be in our life, upon our life, and in her, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We dip your full mind, body, soul, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. And anything that's been attached to you from the camp of the enemy, we decree and declare that it's destroyed in the blood. And you come out new, hallelujah, renewed, healed, redeemed, sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare new beginnings. We decree and declare the new woman of God stands up, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and will not be moved, cannot be moved, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because you're covered and washed by the blood. Father, we decree and declare wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so. And we stand on the word of God. We stand on his promise of yes and amen in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have the resurrection power working on the inside of you. And we decree and declare on today that you pick up that authority and power that God has given you. And you use it, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, anoint our eyes, oh God. Anoint our mouth, oh God. Anoint our ears, oh God. Anoint our hands, anoint our feet, oh God. Touch our heart on today. Let our heart beat with the rhythm of life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. As our heart beats with the rhythm of life, it is bringing life and healing to your entire body, amen. You are not the same as you used to be, amen. You're new and clean and renewed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You're a child of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. I decree and declare today that you know who you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you're a child of God, amen. And you cannot and will not be denied. You will not take any substitutes counterfeits, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not be deceived by the wicked one, amen, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, that when you speak to the enemy, he will shut up and flee. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that it is so.
And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for more. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Lord. You are not weak. You are not weak. You are strong.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Even in your weakness, the Bible declares we are strong because great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. God bless you. We love you. And we thank God for you, Sister Sean. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. I know she said something was wrong with her phone, but I pray you receive that prayer. I pray that you are able to hear and receive, amen, what God is saying with us, the Lord. Amen. Could you hear me? Could you hear us here, Sister Sean?
I can hear you. My kids are getting dressed, so I'm muted, but when it's time for me to unmute and talk, my phone is active.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, well, God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. All right, Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer petition is for my family, my friends, and my loved ones, and everyone that's attached to me, that God that God's will be done in their lives.
Yes,
I don't really know how to word it, but I just hope and pray that God intercedes, the Spirit of God intercedes anything that is not of God within their lives, allowing the Word of God and the Spirit of God to penetrate their souls deeply, that that God can be a light in the midst of their darkness, and that God has his way in their lives. And that is my prayer for every single person connected to me, my family, my friends, my loved ones, my kids, and even those that perspire against me. That is my prayer for them, that everything that is not of God comes out and it's all God in. And so even for myself, Lord, and anything that's working against me, even if it's in my own thoughts, I pray that God intercedes and everything that's not of God comes out. And that is my prayer.
Amen. All we have to do is touch and agree. Amen. So, Father God, we just thank you as we come touch and agree, and, oh God, with your daughter, all that she's petitioned with all faith, oh Lord. Hallelujah. For your word said that you know the heart of man, Father God. So, Lord, we ask anything that's not of you, oh God, that is in our heart, that's in the heart of her family, all that she loves, all that's connected to her, oh God. Anything that's in their heart that's not of you, any unforgiveness, amen, any confusion, oh God, any evil works, oh God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that, Lord, is our prayer, oh God, that they will come out of darkness and operate in your light, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we touch and agree with your daughter this day, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you'll move mighty in her and on, oh God. Anything that's out of you, oh God, let it come out, oh God. And all of you, hallelujah, let it be poured in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare deliverance on today. Any spirits of mammon, any spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief, amen, any spirit of destruction, amen, confusion, every spirit of lack, poverty, hallelujah, guilt, shame, condemnation, lust, perversion, sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, oppression, depression, suicide, any spirit of anger, rage, wrath, of bitterness, or resentment, whatever it is, that's, hallelujah, operating in the life of your daughter, in her, right now, outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out of her, come out of her family, all that she loves and concerned about, come out right now, any curse, hide behind the curse, any generational curse of familiar spirits, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare this deliverance this morning. Amen. And Father God, all the areas that's been vacated by the enemy, oh Lord, we ask that you fill it with the Holy Spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that when the enemy come back to see that those areas, hallelujah, hallelujah, have been sealed. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare victory over your life, the life of your mother and your father, over your brother, over your sisters, over your children, your husband, your marriage, your finances, your work, amen, your business, and what you're seeking to do, that God will make your way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for you to do that, hallelujah, that you have a desire. For the Bible says that he said, if you delight yourself in him, amen, he will give you the desires of your heart. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. that you're not like man, that you shall lie. So we stand on your promise, Father God, with yes and amen. And we bless your holy name, Father. Oh, Lord, I ask, oh, God, that you would just bless your daughter. It's overflow with blessings. Overflow life with blessings, oh, God. Overflow with our word, oh, God. Help, oh, God, to seek you even more. Hallelujah, to thirst after righteousness. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail and the promises of God. The Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. I love you. Thank God for your needs. Amen. Amen, amen. Sister Takara, her line dropped there somewhere, so we just continue to lift her up and her family. I just pray the joy of the Lord would overtake her, amen, and that God would just continue to do a new work in her, amen. Hallelujah. You know, and we bless in the name of the Lord. My prayer today, my prayer petition is that we would get out the way and let God have his way. It is my prayer that we would decrease and just allow God to have all the increase in us. Amen. That we will be hot for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That we will not, we'll have both feet in. Come on now. Have both feet in. Not just one or halfway in, but both feet in. And trust in God. Hallelujah. And truly trust in God. So I pray that God would increase our faith to receive the more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, of course, I pray for my family and all that I love and my husband. Just pray that God will continue to do a great work in him. A good, you know, because God, all good things coming from the Lord. And that God will just order his steps and be his strength and be his way, that he will choose the way of righteousness. Amen. And I just continue to pray for my marriage. Anyone that's married, you understand, the ups and the downs of marriage, the good, the times when you feel like I don't know what I got myself into. You know, those times you feel like, I got to go. But I pray that we're in a place of just, we just come aside and just pray, you know, and pray for our husband. You know, if we can just silence our mouths about our husband and just give it all over to God and say, Lord, I give it to you. And those times where the enemy try to draw you in to cuss and to fuss and to fight, that you would just choose the path of righteousness. Say, you know what? Okay. Because sometimes all you got to do is get quiet, and let God speak to you. Because believe me, even if he's not a believer, God still can speak to the unbeliever. He's still able to speak to those that don't believe. He's still able to touch their hearts. Amen. He's still able to touch their minds. Amen. He's still able to touch their situation. I just want you to understand God is able to do it. I speak by experience. I speak for myself. I have a time when my nose gets to flaring up like, ooh. But I thank God for his strength. And I just pray for our marriages on today, those of us that are married. I know Sister Sean is going to be getting married here in April. And I just pray that God will continue to bless our marriage and the love that's overflowing and flourish from the time you first met. And, you know, when you realize he is the one, and, you know, and that love and that feeling, I pray that. I pray for restoration in our marriages. I pray that that our husbands will understand and know that they are supposed to love us like Christ loved the church, and understand that their prayers will be hindered. The Bible says in the book of Peter, he said in 1 Peter that the husband's prayers will be hindered. He has to take care of his wife. He has to love his wife. He has to do that, or his prayers will be hindered. Hallelujah. And I'll see you all in scriptures. So y'all can share. I think it's 1 Peter 3 and something like that. I'll find it and send it to you all. But I just thank God this morning as we pray. And I just pray that y'all continue to pray for me. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just pray that God is just doing new things for us. It is time. And I decree and declare harvest time. Amen. I decree and declare breakthrough has come. Amen. That we are healed, we're delivered, we're set free, we're blessed. Good doors are opening, not just any doors that we can walk into this season. I decree and declare that this year, God is doing it for us. Amen. And if we can just wait and trust in the Lord that God is working it out for our good, just trust and know and stay there, because the enemy is going to try to get you to come out of that place of faith and believe that God is going to do it, because you feel like it's taking so long. Has God forgotten about me? What about me? He's just saying, trust in me. I just want to get you to this point. Then he's going to say, now I can do it. I just want you to trust me in it. Trust me for it. And watch me do it.
Amen.
And we just thank you. Sweet God this morning. Amen, my sisters. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. I just want to decree and declare blessings over our life on today and just understanding what we have in Jesus. Amen. Because I believe a lot of us, some of us don't understand. And I'm not talking about us on the line. I'm just speaking about the body of Christ and what we truly have in Jesus. What we truly have. We have it all in Christ. And most of all, we're blessed with freedom. The Bible says in Galatians 5:1, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery. We have freedom. We have freedom. Amen. So I just want to decree and declare today, Father God, we thank you. As we decree and declare, Father God, we come, oh God, because you have given us the power and the authority that we could decree a thing in our lives, oh God, and it shall be. It shall be so. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, today, as we decided to pick up our authority and begin to bring a change, intervene right now divinely in all areas of our life, wherever things are not going well, wherever the devil is causing havoc, because we have not picked up our authority, oh God, in that place, begin to bring change as we receive the grace right now to walk in divine authority in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you have portioned for our lives. Through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we give you praise and we thank you. You're such a merciful and gracious God that even as we pray, hallelujah, that you're doing something new and amazing in us. And we just want to say thank you, something wonderful. Heavenly Father, we thank you that even as we pray today, you have heard our prayers in advance and you are already moving and changing things around. Where there is anyone around us sick in their bodies, even ourselves, let us lay hands on the sick and let the sick come well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we command situations to change, let those situations change for the better. Amen. As we command things to be in place that they are, let those things fall into place that they shall be in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise. And even as we walk in this authority, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and that great things will happen to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Take us right now to a greater glory, to a greater altitude in you. Even as we walk in our divine authority this day and Father, all the days of our life, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare right now that we have been set free from all oppression through Christ Jesus. We rejoice in our God-given freedom. Amen. We are free indeed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're free to live and we're free to love. We're free to be in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're free to run, hallelujah, our race and life and hallelujah, and finish strong in the name of Jesus Christ. We're free through Christ from the law of sin and death. Amen. The Lord has set us free from our enemies. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Our head has been lifted high above our enemies. Amen. And our feet are set upon the solid rock. The Spirit of the Lord lives in us and gives us liberty to love extravagantly. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we use our freedom to serve others. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The Spirit of liberty dwells richly in us. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We decree and declare we will no operate in bondage and go back to captivity. Hallelujah. Though we leave this time, Father God, we thank you it is you that go with us, oh God. It is you, oh God, that give your angels charge over us, oh God, preparing the way. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare we're blessed going out. Hallelujah. And we're blessed coming back in because you've blessed us every step of the way. We thank you for your protection. Hallelujah. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. If it had not been. Hallelujah. I just keep saying it. And it's nothing we did to be here but God. He remembered us on today. Hallelujah. Amen and amen again. Amen. This time I call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead. I know she's had problems with her phone. God bless you, Sister Sean. We love you. And Sister Carr is already off the line. And Torrance, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I say God is good. I'm thankful and I'm grateful. And especially for the marriages. I have faith. That's where my faith is tested the most. And so I know it's nothing but the trick of the enemy, but the devil will not win. So I thank you and I declare victory over everything, including my marriages, including the deliverance of anything that my husband may be going through and not may not be leaning on God and may not be able to hear clearly or anything that may be affecting our marriage or anything that's coming up against it. I just thank God for interceding. And, yeah, I'm grateful. Grateful, grateful. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, niece. I love you. Thank God for you. Amen. And, you know, we just have to stand on the word of God. And a lot of times it's just us getting in the quiet place and letting God have his way. Like, truly. I had to learn that. We're going, okay, God said, don't say nothing. He's working it out. And then I say something, say, I know, Lord, you told me that. And believe it.
Right.
You know, like I said earlier, God can touch their hearts. God can speak to them. It's nothing that God cannot do. Amen. Nothing is off limits to God. Amen. When it comes to that. So, and I'm telling you, I've prayed and my husband cut me in. I'm praying God and turn that thing around and he'll speak with God exactly what I had the conversation with the prayer with God and he'll come in and say, you know what? You know, God showed me and what I was doing and saying and how I was provoking that situation and how I could have did this better and I need to love you. I'm talking about everywhere. You like, look at God. I know he can hear. I know. So anyway, just trusting God and give it all over to him and know that God is able to work it out. You know, the enemy does not, first of all, the enemy knows the power of agreement and it takes two. All you need is two. You need one other person. So when you imagine, he knows the power of marriage. Amen. So, He wants to destroy marriages. And a lot of times he will use the men. Even though we're supposed to be the weaker vessel, he'll use the men. And they allow themselves to be used. I pray today that they will no longer allow themselves to be used by the enemy to destroy what God has put together. Amen. So God bless you all. And I just pray God will continue to be our strength, and he will be. Amen. Because he serve a God from everlasting to everlasting. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you climb the mountain with the full expectation that God's answer is before you. Though you have prayed for the answer and it has not come, please know that God's delays are not God's denials. Amen. The answer will come. You will receive heaven's best. Because your Father in heaven desires to give you the best of things. Now rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for everything your heart desires is just before you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. You all have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. Till we meet again tomorrow here at 5 a.m. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
I'm a name.
to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like in your mouth.